couple of upper and darling, to set you on your feet again. Maybe you get a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, stiff and footed like you.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX
93.5. I'm Marianne Williamson.
Jack Canfield.
Subang Pusome.
I'm Doreen Virtue.
My name is Miguel Ruiz.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Mays.
This is James Van Prague, and you're listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.
Keep doing what you're doing, Greg, balancing the negative radio broadcast with positive energy.
Hello, I'm Greg Friedman, and I am taking over the airways on what station, guys?
KX93.5.
And who are you guys?
We're walking for water.
Walking for water? Why do we walk for water?
We walk for water because it is important for the community. It is something that we are passionate about, and it gets us all involved and connected.
All involved and connected, sort of like what this radio station does.
Exactly.
So if somebody wants to call in and donate, this is the time, right?
Yes, this is the time is now.
The time is now. And it's 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. All right. We are here with a bunch of kids, a bunch of young ladies from Walking for Water. Anna?
Yes, that's me.
I have never heard you so soft-spoken. Uh-oh, this is going to be scary if you're going to be quiet.
No, I won't be quiet.
All right, what is the gig? Tell us a little bit about this radio station. Tell us a little bit about Walking for Water, please.
Well, this radio station, it's the local Laguna Beach radio station, and the KX Takeover is supporting this local radio station, and when you donate, you're supporting seniors, kids, animals, the arts, local musicians, entertainers, and the entire community.
And what the heck is Walking for Water?
Walking for Water is we're a student-run club, part of the nonprofit organization Wisdom Springs Foundation, and we raise money to build wells and bring water to countries in West Africa, such as Burkina Faso, Kenya, and Ghana and Nepal, which is not in West Africa, but we're still bringing water.
Rock and roll. All right, Sophia, what's the song we're going to hear right now?
See No Evil by Television.
All right, a little See No Evil by Television. You are listening to the KX Takeover. We're here with the ladies from Walking for Water, and we'll be back right after this. But in the meantime, donate, baby. We need your support.
Fly.
Back. You are listening to the KX Takeover, and we are here with the girls from Walking for Water. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, you guys are never quieter than when you're on air. We have a bunch of people who donated. Anybody who knows who Carla Potter is?
That's Sarah's mom.
And what did she do? She donated $50. Thank you. And Mark Rogers called in and donated $10. Thank you very much. And Sophie, what's the next song we're going to play?
These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a-messin' where you shouldn't have been a-messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Welcome back. You are listening to Greg Friedman, and we're here on the KX Takeover on KX 93.5 FM. And Anna.
Yes, Greg.
You're so formal. All right, tell us why we're here and tell us who we're here with. And then we're going to talk to Kennedy and Sophia.
Well, we are here part for the KX 93.5 Takeover, which is, again, supporting your local radio station. And, supporting your local radio station. And then we are here also because we are Walking for Water, and we are a club at Laguna Beach High School, and we have members from El Moro and Thurston as well. And we raise money to build wells in West Africa and Nepal.
All right. So, Sophie and Kennedy, why is it important that why do we build wells for these people? Why do we do that? What's the big deal?
It's a big deal because it's sad to think that little kids starting from 2 to 3 years, instead of learning how to speak or do other important things, they have to learn how to carry a bucket of water on their heads.
Yeah, have you ever lifted any of those buckets of water? Hey, Kennedy, have you ever done that?
I have not.
It is crazy how heavy water is. When you go home, do me a favor. Just fill up a pail of water and carry it, and 5 gallon buckets are 5 times that. And it's little kids, kids way smaller than you. Kids about Marley's age. Marley, how old are you?
9.
Are you in Laguna Beach High School at 9 years old?
No.
Ben, what are you doing in this club?
Well, my mom introduced me to Susan, and then she introduced Walking for Water to me, and then I wanted to get involved because I wanted to help.
Sweet. And how's it going so far?
It's great.
It's great? What makes it great?
I just feel proud that I'm helping kids and people in Africa build, so we can build wells so they can have fresh water like us.
That is fantastic. Now, you guys want to know something really terrific that you already did? We have Carol Beacon, who has been kind enough, listen to you guys, get inspired by you guys, and has donated $200 for us. Carol, you are on air, and we are hugely grateful.
Well, thank you so much.
So, do you know about KX93.5?
Yes, Anna's told me about it.
Anne has told you about it. You mean that really eloquent girl dancing in front of me right now?
That's the one.
Uh-huh. And how do you know that young lady?
She's my granddaughter.
Well, you are very, very fortunate. She's incredibly wise and incredibly... She's not a great dancer, I got to tell you. But
that's just rude.
All right, you're a great dancer, it is. I just had to mess
she
with
is,
you.
She is, she
uh-huh. is. Is there anything you want to say to Anna? Is there anything you want to say for Walking for Water or any of the ladies here at all or KX93.5?
Well, I just want to thank them so much and thanking Anna explaining this to me and showing me the documentary. I just so amazed what they're doing. It's such a wonderful cause.
You are incredibly sweet. It is a wonderful cause. This is a wonderful station that supports them in all kinds of different ways as well. And we really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate all the your station and all the people and Anna and her friends that are doing such wonderful things.
Well, you are quite welcome. All right, Sophia, what's the next song that we have coming up?
Surprisingly, Last Dance by Donna Summer.
All right, Last Dance by Donna Summer.
It's my life.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey, KX Takeover, and we are here with the ladies from Walking for Water. And as usual, I'm going to have Anna kick it off. Anna.
Greg.
I hear you are a wonderful dancer. Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Just kidding.
All right. Walking dance. For Water, KX Takeover. Talk to me, darling.
So, KX93.5 Takeover. We are here. We are raising money for the local radio station, supporting local businesses, supporting seniors, kids, animals, the arts, local musicians, you name it.
All right. Nonprofit radio. That means that we get to do our gig because you support us. And this is the only radio station literally in the world that does this. We get every single DJ here, every single host here gets to express their passion for you because you support it. Keep it up, and we really appreciate it. The women, young ladies here have been raising money like crazy for the station. And also, Anna, what do we do at the station for y'all?
For us, you allow us to put our word out.
When you guys are having your big deal for Walking for Water, what's the date for that?
We have our event on June 3rd.
And who's going to be the DJ there?
KX93.5.
That's it. We are donating our DJ for y'all. Isn't that cool?
It is very cool.
All right. There are so many things we do. We're going to go to Marley next. You're so quiet. I could even see it before you say a word. You're about to burst. Say something.
Hello.
I am overwhelmed with your enthusiasm. You are giggling so quietly. All right. Tell me who connected you to this group and who's the lady that runs this joint?
Susan.
Louder.
Susan.
There you go. And who's Susan and what's the joint? What is this whole organization?
Susan is the co-founder.
Kennedy, help her out, will you?
Susan is the co-founder of the nonprofit organization Wisdom Springs, is in which we're helping to help build wells in.
Where?
In places that need it.
Yeah, we mostly go to Africa. And so, Sophia, where else do we go and why do we do it?
Well, we're trying to get a well in Nepal this year. And we do it because in places like mostly West Africa, like Burkina Faso, people could live in landlocked cities or different places or countries. So that means that they don't get accessibilities to water, and it's really important.
Okay. And if people want to find out more about Walking for Water,
they can visit our website at www.walkingforwater.org or on our Instagram, which is... Oh, LBHS, walkingforwater.org. My bad.
Slower and say it again now that we got it right.
www.lbhswalkingforwater.org.
And if people want to donate to the station, the number is
949-715-5936.
I think Anna's going to take over my job. All right. Hey, Sophia, how about a little Otis Redding? Does that work for you?
Oh, that works perfectly for me.
Well, try a little tenderness.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do.
It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it.
Welcome back. You are listening to KX Takeover with the people from Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And also, who else is in this room?
Walking for Water.
Oh my God. Can you guys put a little something into it? Who are y'all?
Walking for Water!
Thank you. All right, Anna, what the heck is Walking for Water?
Walking for Water is a student-run club at Laguna Beach High School that is part of the nonprofit organization Wisdom Springs Foundation. And what we do is we raise money to build wells.
Oh, wait, come on. Not like you're reading it off a cue card.
We raise money to build wells in countries mostly in West Africa, such as Burkina Faso, Kenya, Ghana, and this year we're trying to put in a well in Nepal. And we have an event coming up on June 3rd. And Marley, you want to tell us a little more about that?
Oh, nice handoff. Slick. All right, Marley, hit us.
So we want people to come on June 3rd to the Laguna Beach High School track because we just want people to come. And there's T-shirts that are made by Sarah, one of the teens that help with Walking for Water, and we just want everyone to come and enjoy themselves.
Because we're going to raise money to put wells all over the world. And Sarah, who you were just talking about, designed something. She's an amazing artist. She also did some jewelry. It's going to be in the silent auction, and maybe even her mom's jewelry, too. It's pretty cool. And lots of art and other things are going to be in the silent auction. Sophia? This is the part where you go, yes, Greg.
Yes, Greg.
You did that so well. Who is the lady from Burkina Faso who you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to talk about Subamfu Somme. She's a very special lady who impacted our lives, and she's a big reason of why we do Walking for Water. She was born in Burkina Faso, and since Susan, she's from the East Coast, and she brought Subamfu over to talk to the kids who were there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids was like, if they walk for water, why can't we? So that's what basically started it all. And she's a great example of how hard that kids there have to work. And there's a great story that one day she was walking back to her village and she was so excited, but she was carrying water on the top of her head. And it was a lot of water and a lot of weight. And she was so excited that she started running.
Mm-hmm.
And the water fell. And she just felt like she had affected her community in such a great way because it's really hard to get that water.
Yeah, they walk for 20 miles each way sometimes for that water. Kennedy?
So, if you're wondering if you're wondering on how you can help us more, June 3rd is the walk. It's happening at the Laguna Beach High School from 12 o'clock to 3 p.m. There will be a track for walking, shirts, activities such as face painting, and there will be a silent auction where we are auctioning off local gift cards and goodies from shops here.
That
in town.
Was gorgeous, Dolly.
Be there.
Be there. And one more time, Anna, the website is what?
www.lbhswalkingforwater.org.
And for people to donate in with us today for KX Takeover, the number is?
949-715-5936.
And Sophia, you wanted to share something as well.
I just wanted to remind everybody that every single donation helps so much, no matter how big or how small. One well saves 1,000 people, so just keep that in mind.
That was gorgeous. And Sophia, what song are we going to hear next?
Day Tripper by Nancy Sinatra.
Go figure.
He was a day tripper, one-way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out. He was a day tripper, one-way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, I found out. And now he was a day tripper, Sunday driver, yeah. It took me so long to find out.
All right, you guys, you ready for this? You are listening to KX93.5 FM, and we are in a room with a group of young ladies from where?
LBHS Walking for Water.
That was so welcome.
LBHS Walking for Water.
Woo-hoo-hoo! All right, Emma, let's hear the DJ voice again that you did last week.
Welcome to KX93.5.
All right. If people want to donate, what number do they call into?
949-715-4859.
No.
Just kidding. 949-715-5936.
That is correct. All right. And I got bad news for you, Emma. Sophie elected you to go first to talk about what Walking for Water is and what KX is.
So Walking for Water is a club, and our club at Laguna Beach High School raises money to build wells in West Africa. And so we're having a walk on June 3rd at the high school, and all the profits, we have shirts and games and food, and all the profits go towards building wells in indigenous Africa. And this radio supports seniors, kids, animals, the arts, local musicians, and entertainers.
You are a very good reader. All right, Sophie, what's the gig? Why is Walking for Water so important?
Well, Walking for Water is so important in helping the people over there so that they don't just get water, but they also get an education, because the current lifestyle right now is walking up to 20 miles just to get one glass of water, and this is primarily women and children. And when this is the daily activity, children aren't able to go to school and get an education.
So, Maya, what does that mean? How does that affect you? Why are you in this club?
I'm in this club because I just want to give back to not only my community, but other communities outside of America. Because it's important to come together as one in unity. And yeah.
That was the best hippie I've ever seen you do. Well done. All right, you guys, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be here with the ladies from Walking for Water. Sophie, if people want to find out more about your organization, how would they go about doing that?
For more information on LBHS Walking for Water and Wisdom Spring, go to lbhswalkingforwater.org.
Perfect. We'll be back after a little Miss the Big Stuff. You are listening to the KX Takeover. I'm Greg Friedman from Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, and we are here with an incredibly motley crew. Where are you guys from?
LBHS, Walking for Water.
I have a room full of people, and that's the best y'all got. Where are y'all from?
LBHS, Walking for Water.
That's more like it. All right, Emma, what the heck is LBHS, Walking for Water?
So Laguna Beach High School Walking for Water, we're a club at the high school, and we partner with the nonprofit Wisdom Spring, and we raise money to build wells in indigenous Africa, because over there, women and children have to walk up to 20 miles every day just to get a small amount of unsanitary water, and this prohibits them from getting an education. And so by doing this, we're saving the lives of thousands of people in need.
I can dig that. All right, so why are y'all here on this radio station? What are we doing for you guys, too? Your walk is when, Sophie?
So our walk is June 3rd this year.
And what's KX going to supply for y'all?
So KX is one of our main supporters, and right now we're trying to raise enough money to have a DJ at that event, so Greg is helping us out with that.
Maya, what the heck is KX Takeover anyway?
KX 93.5 supports seniors, kids, animals, the arts, local musicians, and entertainers.
Cool. And if people want to call in to make donations on your behalf, on our behalf, how would they go about doing that?
They would call
949-715-5836.
Oh, so close.
5936.
All right, start from the beginning.
All right.
949-715-5936.
That was great. Almost in stereo, too. All right. There are so many reasons to join this club. What do you guys do aside from meet at the school?
So most of us, we meet every Saturday in the about 10 o'clock in the morning, and we go out just downtown looking for local businesses that could help sponsor our event.
Mm-hmm.
We do silent auction at the walk, so that's mainly what we do every Saturday.
And why is it important to you? What does that do for you personally?
Well,
It attracts more people to the walk, and it also will raise more money because you're paying for the things that we'll be selling from the sponsors.
Yeah, right? I get that, and that's really groovy, but what do you guys get out of it personally doing it?
Well, I think it's really important for us people who live in America and Laguna that we're so privileged in the way that we can just turn on a faucet and we can walk down. We can just walk down.
Sophia's trying to tell you to get closer to the microphone.
We're so privileged in a way that we can just turn on a faucet and, you know, get water just at our fingertips, and we can just walk down to the beach and just see the water. I think that's very, you know, unique, especially to people who live in Africa who have to walk so far to get water.
And Sibonfu Somei, who is the founder of Walking for Water.
Hold it. That's a great tease for when we come back from this song. But people want to get a hold of you guys. How would they go about doing that for the walk?
LBHS, walkingforwater.org.
And, you know, the other groupies kicking your booty with donations. You got to get people to call in. What number are they going to call in at?
949-715-5936 is the KX number.
If you think about it, there's over 22,000 people that live in Laguna. If everyone were to donate $1, we would already have enough money to save the lives of over 2,000 people.
Dig it. And Sophia, what song are we about to play?
Strange Brew by Cream.
Electric
Welcome back to the KX Takeover. You are here with the ladies from some organization, but if I ask them, they're going to probably say it really quietly. What group are y'all from?
LVHS Walking for Water!
That wasn't okay. Ow. Okay. Well, I was just proven wrong. Before we left for break, there was somebody here who was talking about somebody else again. Who would that be?
We were talking about Sabanfu Somme, the founder of Walking for Water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying how she would always tell us a story about her coming to America and turning on the water faucet and seeing the water and how amazed she was from seeing. Like, we do that every day, but just by seeing that once, she was astonished.
It's one of my favorite stories about Sabanfu. She would get up in the middle of the night and go, is it still working? And she would just check it, turn it on and turn it off. And then what happened when she wrote back to her tribe, the Dogara tribe in Africa, in Burkina Faso?
She said you
go,
it was,
go ahead, say it,
she
Sarah.
She thought it was magic.
Oh, yeah.
And it, to us, it's just, you know, reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what we take for granted, every single day we get to do, what do they have to do when they're in Africa? Emma?
In Africa, the women and children have to walk up to 20 miles a day just to get a small amount of unsanitary water just to live for the next day and provide for their family. And that's something that's really difficult for us to even put into perspective. And the money we're raising all goes to helping them. And the wells allow them to gain an education and have to walk a shorter distance of time.
Yeah, that's good. And if they want to find out more about your organization, where would they go to find out more about Walking for Water?
They can go on our website that we just made, and it's lbhswalkingforwater.org.
Say that again, but much more slowly and much more loudly, please.
LBHS, Laguna Beach High School, walkingforwater.org is Perfect. Our website.
And if people want to call in right now to donate, what would they do?
They would call 949-715-5936.
That's it, 949-715-5936, and they'll talk to Sophia, who's back here, man in the boards, man in the phones. And you were talking about a lot of things that you get out of this personally, right?
Right.
They can't hear you when you shake your head on
her. Right, right.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
I just think it's nice to be a part of something that is outside of your community, and just helping people that you don't even know is so, like, you know, I don't even know how to explain it into words.
No, you did really well. Try do it again. Just you did beautifully.
Well, I think just helping people that you don't know in other countries, and like, I haven't even been to Africa. I haven't been out of this country. So I think it's just so amazing how I can make such a great impact on some place I've never been to.
And not only do you make an impact in places like Africa, you guys have made an impact here. We had, while you guys were on air, Deborah Hefter called in and donated $50, Andrew Patter, $10, and if I could read that name, Sophia, help me out.
Sojnia
Vepa donated $20, and we really apologize for mangling your name, but we really appreciate you donating as well. All right, Sarah. You've been working with this organization for a long time. What are some of the things that you do to contribute?
My way of contributing is mostly by art. I have designed the t-shirts. I also create jewelry that we sell, and we've made a lot of money from that. Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, there's so many different ways. Now, Sophie, Emma, what do you guys do for the organization?
Well, Emma and I are the co-presidents of the Walking for Water Club.
That's it? That's all you do?
So
what does that mean? What are some of the kind of things that you do? Because you give up some valuable time. I mean, there are so many people that could have been at Coachella this weekend or doing other things this weekend. And some of you were, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. But some of you also went around and knocked on doors and asked people at stores to support us, right?
Yeah, so our main thing at school is we have a meeting every Tuesday at lunch. But aside from that, we meet at Susan's every Saturday, and we go out writing the press releases, or we get sponsorships down from local businesses. We have our friend Clarissa helping us out with a lot of our online stuff. So we go to her house once a week too. We just
And we recently made our website, so check it out at lbhswalkingforwater.org, and that has all our information on it. You can donate there, and it also has pictures of what we do and more information.
Perfect. And Maya, what's the number when they want to donate for KX Takeover?
949-715-5936.
Perfect. And Sophia, what's the next song we have up?
Some Kind of Love by the Velvet Underground.
Some kind of love, a margarita total, between thought and expression lies a lifetime. Situations arise because of the weather, and no kinds of love like a dirty French novel, combines the absurd with the vulgar, and some kinds of love, the possibilities are endless, and for me to miss one would seem to be groundless. What you said, a margarita hurt Tom, and of course you're a bore, but in that you're not charmless, cause a bore is a straight line that finds a wealth in division, and some kinds of love are mistaken for vision. La-di-ta-ta-ta. Put jelly on your shoulder. Let us do what you fear most. That from which you recoil, but which still makes your eyes moist. Put jelly on your shoulder, baby. Lie down upon the carpet. Between thought and expression, let us now kiss the culprit. Move it on. I don't know just what it's all about. But put on your red pajamas and find out.
Welcome back. You are listening to KX Takeover, and we are here with a bunch of ladies from where?
Laguna Beach. Walking for Water.
Woo!
You guys do it. Sometimes you are quiet as church mouse, and other times you are blowing the speakers out. How about blowing the speakers out one last time, everybody in this room?
LBHS Walking for Water!
That'll work. Woo. All right. Sophie wants to yell at you for a different thing. Sophia, go for it.
I cannot stress the importance of donating today. It will help the greatest cause ever, which is Walking for Water. We are a nonprofit organization, and it's very important that we get enough money to build enough wells this year. One well saves 1,000 people.
All right. And Riley does so many things behind the scenes, and she does it beautifully, and she does it very, very quietly as a rule. But she is going way out of our comfort zone today to just say hello. Hey, Riley.
Hi, Greg.
All right. So what is it that you get out of doing this, and why do you participate in Walking for Water?
I want to help all the women and children that have to walk 20 miles every day just to get water for, like, their families.
For their tribe.
Yeah, for, like, everyone. But and I realized, like, I don't have to go through anything like that at all just to get water. So.
That was perfect. All right, you guys, let's hear it for Riley. She went way out of her comfort zone.
Yeah, Riley!
All right, last words. Anybody want to start? Go for it.
We just want to say thank you to everyone that donated. And if anyone still wants to donate, please call 949-715-5936. And all the money is going to go to the local radio station, 93.5, and also to the LBHS Walking for Water Club. And we raise money to build wells in Africa, and all the money goes towards that. So please help the cause.
And seriously, anything helps. No donation is too small. We appreciate everything and anything. So thank you to all of those people who helped us out today.
And even come and join us at our event on June 3rd, which is at the Laguna Beach High School track, where we'll be hosting games and just fun things for all the kids and the people.
Silent auctions. Maya did face painting. There was all kinds of things going on.
Games. And like Sabanfu, Somaya always said, Konavora, which means water is life.
I love it.
Water is very important.
All right, Sophia, the number here is 949-715-5936. Get your last donations in. Emma, Walking for Water is?
LBHSWalkingForWater.org.
And our last song of the afternoon is?
These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love.
And a real quick shout out to Zoe, Sophia's sister, because she kicked in $10. We appreciate it immensely.
Been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
participate, integrate when they hit air.
One thing.
Be late in the parking lot. Watch the stars and the shooting stars. We know who we are from beyond to the veiled intention between our souls. There is no other, only this, there is no other.
you fake it? And every letter, would you burn it?